I find it interesting that St. Paul, in order to provide for his own needs, he by trade is a tent maker. And if you read the Old Testament, you see that when the Israelites were escaping and having their exodus from Egypt, the meeting tent with the Lord was always in their midst. Wherever they were, the meeting tent was in the center of the encampment. And the cloud from heaven would descend. That's when they know that the Lord comes to them. The meeting tent had the Holy of Holies, right? And it had all the sacred objects of the covenant as well. The Lord always encamped at the center of his people until they built the temple. Then it become fixated, and then people have to come to the temple to meet the Lord. You see, the theology moved there a little bit, but in the beginning, the Lord in his encampment was always in the center with his people. And St. Paul, being a tent maker, and then he made friends with Aquila as well as his wife Priscilla, who were also tent makers. Being a tent maker makes St. Paul know that this life is transitory, meaning that this life is temporary, right? Just like what St. Teresa of Lisieux said, the world is thy ship, not thy home. This is not our final destination. Ultimately, we're on this journey. We're on this this ultimate journey toward our final destination, the eternal life with God. And oftentimes, we forget that we are to have tents. We built our kingdoms. We built our own comfort zone. And we stop moving with the Lord. And we expect the Lord to always be there for us and to become our butler. We forget that we're pilgrims. We forget that we're on the road. We forget of our ultimate destination. And we let this joy be robbed away from us. We let this this world steal our joy away. And that's why Jesus said, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices, because the world is always chasing after vanities and the things that are enticing at the moment. But again, all those vanities and joy will be fleeting. And we will grieve when they are fleeting, when they go away. But our grief will become joy, because we find joy in the Lord. Because this is not our final destination. And we're on that journey. My brothers and sisters, I want to invite you today by asking yourself, what or who is stealing your joy away at this moment? Who or what have you and I put first before the Lord? And are we still treating ourselves as pilgrims on the way? Or have we already made our kingdom? Just like Lord of the Rings or any famous movies that we've seen, we have to be Frodo, who get out of the Shire and embark on that journey, not just for our own good, but for the greater good. In order to be a hero, in order to become courageous and heroic, we need to leave our own comfort zone to embark on the journey with the Lord, knowing that this home is temporary and we're always moving towards him. If we love him, if we trust him, if we gaze our eyes on him, even when this world rejoices, we know that those things will come and go. We will grieve at time too, because it's hard to say no to the things that are enticing and are good right now. But our grief will become joy when we recognize that the Lord's always with us. The Lord is always the center of our life, and he will never abandon us.